This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. Newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field. Which is why more and more farmers entrust their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies. Now they've set up shop right in the heart of the United States, turning out made in the USA swing away augers and other products specifically for corn and soybean growers from a plant at Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show this week. You'll see Brandt grain carts in the combine demos each day at 11. But plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember. It's lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the country. Want to be number one? Well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Max is being joined by about 40,000 of his friends in Boone, Iowa, over the next few days for the big Farm Progress Show. You know, that's been going on for about 65 years now in various locations, and they've got it nailed down to two now, alternating each year between Boone and Decatur, Illinois. Gates open each morning at 8, and tomorrow, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue and his Undersecretary Bill Northey, who's got some Iowa connections, will be among the glitterati attending. No doubt there'll be some chatter about the just-announced plan to hand out about $4.5 billion in emergency aid to producers of 7 agricultural commodities. The emergency is the damage being done to farmers because of the president's tariff war. $3.5 billion will go to soybean farmers, with the remaining billion spread among, in descending order, pork, cotton, sorghum, dairy, wheat, and corn. Now, you can't apply until your harvest is complete, and you can only apply based on 50% of your harvest. So let's do a little quick math. If you have 1,000 acres of beans at 50 bushels an acre, divide the 50,000 in half, multiply by the USDA's formula of $1.65 per bushel, and you come up with about $41,000. The cap per farm, or per person, is $125,000. The money is scheduled to start flowing after Labor Day. Big money is flowing to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a company from Taiwan that has received millions of dollars in incentives to build a big electronics plant in Racine County, says it's investing $100 million in engineering and innovation research at UW-Madison. That's the biggest gift in school's history. Do you remember what your ACT score was? It's been a long time and I don't remember, but I know it wasn't anywhere close to what a Missouri student scored, a perfect 36. That doesn't happen very often. Michael Wang, H-W-A-N-G, a senior at Cape Girardeau Central, is the smarty McSmart. He didn't really need the test to get into college because he's already taking classes at Southwest Missouri State. Congratulations, Michael. I'm sure Michael is smart enough not to roller skate in a buffalo herd. Remember that 1965 hit by Roger Miller? Well, it's good advice for the people of the northern Indiana town of Hamilton, where there's a herd of buffalo on the loose. 58 bison escaped from their pasture Sunday. As of late yesterday, about 7 had been recovered. They can be aggressive, so stay away. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.